This is Archer of Archer.com. I'm listening to some music, some Christmas music, as you've probably been seeing on my Twitter. I'm going to stop this, though, because I don't want it to be too loud while I'm talking. But I was listening to Skating with Charlie Brown Christmas, which is on tonight in about 25 minutes. So I'm going to be watching that Christmas episode. The boyfriend has Charlie Brown Christmas on DVD, but I want to watch it anyway because it's on TV. Yay. I know, you're probably shocked that you're seeing another podcast the very next day after I just podcasted last night, but I guess I have some things I want to talk about, and what better way than to do a podcast? You know, why not? And actually, I do have a list of things I want to talk about, starting with the dentist. This morning, I think I told you yesterday, I was going to the dentist today, and I was taking off the whole day. Well, the morning was my morning was very regular, like I usually have in terms of getting up and eating breakfast and being in the shower and all that stuff, because my appointment was right around the time that I would be getting to work anyway. So, excuse me, or I would have to leave my house at around the same time to get to work. So anyway, went to the dentist, and there was one person in the waiting room. A guy probably in his, I don't know, late 30s, early 40s, reading the newspaper. And, you know, you have to sign in and say if your insurance has changed and all that stuff. So I did that. And then sat down, and I wasn't reading anything. I didn't pick up any magazines or the newspaper or anything. I was just sitting there. And this guy turns to me and says, "Do you know who won the football game last night?" And I almost like choked because of course I don't watch sports, and I turned to him and I said, "No, I don't know who won the football game. Sorry." And he said, "Well, it was on so late that it didn't make the paper, I guess." And I said, "Yeah, I guess not." And then he turned back to his newspaper and kept reading, and I turned my head away. I was kind of like surprised and taken aback. It's like, I guess, I don't know, I consider that kind of a straight man's thing to do, is talk about sports. Clearly he was a straight man, but I think that's a terrible assumption to make, that just because I'm a guy, I'm going to be interested in sports. Would you not agree that that's a terrible assumption to make? I mean, even if I was straight, I may not be into sports. I think that was a terrible assumption to make. Granted, he was probably just trying to make conversation, but no, I don't think so. And then, you know, I was just kind of looking away, and he was reading his newspaper, and then he finished one section of the newspaper, and he kind of turns to me and hands it out to me and says, "You want to read the newspaper?" And I was like, "Nope, I don't read the newspaper either." So he said, "All right." And then, you know, he throws the newspaper onto the coffee table, and then as he was doing that, his kid came out from the dentist and with the dentist to explain what was going on with her braces. I guess she had an issue with her braces or whatever. And then her time was up and he left. And on his way out the door, he's like, "See you later." And I was like, "Why are you talking to me? I have made no eye contact with you. I have no desire to talk to you. And yet you've talked to me 3 times in a matter of about 10 minutes. I know he was just being nice and being polite and all that, but I'm just like, it's like 7:30 in the morning, I'm half asleep, I have no desire to communicate with anyone, you know, and I was being quiet, I didn't, you know, return his conversation or anything like that. I think you would get the message that I really am not interested in talking with you. So anyway, that was just like a weird thing in the waiting room with the dentist. Now, in the dentist, I had my cleaning and checkup, and I have, well, granted I was only there like 2 weeks ago, I have no new issues with my teeth. I have to go back on December 17th to get the crown put in, but she did a cleaning, and of course she said the same things that I was expecting her to say. You need to floss better, you need to, you know, use these little pick things to, when you're just sitting around watching TV, stick these between your teeth, like clean out whatever you've been eating. I mean, like typical stuff that the dentist will always tell you to sell a product. Because I had to go out and buy them. And she wants me to get an electric toothbrush. And of course, she happened to have a suggestion to Sonicare, blah, 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 and had a $10 coupon. So clearly they're getting a kickback from Sonicare to push these toothbrushes. And that's where I get into this whole thing about, is she telling me this to benefit my teeth, or is she telling me this to market this toothbrush or to sell this toothbrush? That is what pisses me off about these things. Because she had a specific brand of these little pick things that she wanted me to get, a specific brand of this floss stuff that she wanted me to get, and a specific brand of electric toothbrush. And that really kind of pisses me off, because I don't go to my dentist to be, you know, marketed products and all this kind of stuff. So, I mean, does anybody else's dentist have that, where they push specific products that they want you to use? I was starting to get a little annoyed by the third different product that she was pushing on me. I mean, I love this lady. She's been cleaning my teeth for probably 8 years, and maybe even 10 years, at least 8 years. And she knows my teeth well. She remembers me every time I come there. She knows, you know, everything about me, blah, blah, blah. But this whole pushing products on me, I really don't like. And maybe that's, you know, a directive from her, from the dentist, you know, her boss. I don't know. But either way, I was not comfortable with all that product pushing. So, I mean, does anybody else have that happen at their dentist? A very specific product, like, oh, there goes my chair. I mean, I'm a podcaster, but I'm not going to push a very specific product that, you know, that I want people to go out and buy. Granted, I'm not even getting paid for it or kickback or anything. I don't know. I just thought that was weird, getting more products pushed at me. So, anyway. Now, after the dentist, I was going with the traffic to get into the city, because I was done with the dentist around 8:15 or so. And I was out in the suburbs, and all the traffic is going into the city, and I had gotten into that traffic to get into this, to come back to where I live. And it took me about 40 minutes to get back to where I wanted to be, because I was running errands. But normally, like, it only took me about 10 minutes, 12 minutes to get from my house to the dentist, but yet it took me 40 minutes to get back, basically the same distance and same amount of travel time. I mean, travel distance, whatever. And I'm like, oh my God, if I had to drive this every freaking day, this kind of traffic crap, it would drive me crazy. I would go nuts. So anyway, well, I was going to run errands while I was out, and I went to the ATM at my credit union. If I use the ATM at my credit union, then I don't get charged a fee. So I went to my credit union, and they have something new on the door. Like, you have to swipe your card to get in the door during off hours, because it was only like 8:30 in the morning, 8:45, I guess. They didn't open until 9 o'clock or so. No, it had to be later than that. I think it was close to 9 o'clock. Either way, I had to swipe my card to get in the door because they weren't open yet, and I haven't had to do that before. So that's like a new security thing. I think you have to push a button to get out. So anyway, so I went and got cash, and then I went to CVS to look at these dental products that she was pushing on me. I did not buy anything, because I am not going to buy. Well, first of all, the price of the electric toothbrush was $89. And I'm like, fuck no, I'm not paying $89 for an electric toothbrush. No freaking way. So then I went to the grocery store. I had to do a little bit of shopping. I needed to get some bread and stuff like that. Well, while I was there, I checked out the electric toothbrushes there. And they actually had one for $69. It was actually on sale. But I did not buy it. What I did buy is one of those cheap little Oral-B ones, $6.99 or whatever, and I'm going to try that out. So, and then I did grocery shopping, and after that I went to get my hair cut, because my hair lady is right close to the grocery store. So I went and got my hair cut, and she was going on. I was the only one in the store, in the shop or whatever, and she was rattling on and on and on about the holidays and what they do in her country, and about school and how school's different, and I mean, just she went on and on and on, and I was just like, you know, I think I just kept, because I half the time I couldn't understand what she was saying, so I was just like, yes, oh, that's great, you know, good, that, yes, great, and I just kept saying that because I'm rude and I don't know, didn't know what she was saying, which is terrible. But anyway, she was cutting my hair the whole time, so that was fine. Got a decent haircut, and it only cost me $15, but I tipped her $3, so I tipped it right this time. Remember that one time, I think it was in the summertime, I tipped it wrong. So anyway, now after that, I brought my stuff home and unloaded everything, and then, since I was off, because I was home by 10 o'clock, and since I was off today, I decided I'm going to get a lot of things done. So I put a load of laundry in the washing machine and started doing stuff like I need to balance my checkbook and put in some bills on the Quicken on the computer and stuff like that. And while I was doing that, I was watching some movies that I had recorded. I recorded this movie, Remember the Night, on Turner Classic Movies with, oh God, now I can't remember their names. Shit, I don't remember who they are. I should have had that written down. But I'll go to the Internet Movie Database and put it in there. It might even be where I had it for. Remember the Night. It's supposed to be a holiday movie, but I didn't get the holiday vibe. Oh, yeah. Made in 1940. Yes, that's it, 1940. With Barbara Stanwyck and Fred McMurray, yes. It was about this girl, Barbara Stanwyck, who shoplifts, and Fred McMurray is the prosecutor who's got her case, and he gets the case postponed until after the holidays so that she can be out for Christmas. But she did not have the bail money, so he put up the bail money so she could be out for Christmas. And it turns out they live, or they grew up, not too far from each other. So he ended up driving her to her family's house, and she didn't end up staying with them. And so she went to stay with him, and his family made her feel so welcome. Anyway, they ended up falling in love, and even though in the end her court case, when they came back after the holidays, she pleaded guilty and had to go to prison. Anyway, so I watched that movie while I was doing all my other stuff. Am I scratching my leg because my chair is making a noise? Anyway, so I was watching that movie while I was doing all my things, and after I balanced my checkbook and shit like that, I started doing my Christmas cards because I had not done my Christmas cards, and this year I scaled back. First of all, I did not order Christmas cards from the iPhoto, because they were too freaking expensive. I wanted to get 60 cards, and it was going to be $95. And I said, hell no. So I got inexpensive holiday cards at CVS. So I started doing my Christmas cards. I've already gotten 4 in the mail from family, and I have not, ooh, that just reminds me, I have not been to the P.O. box to check if anybody has sent me Christmas cards. You know, I did get that the first Christmas card from Stephen Yuck a while ago, but I haven't checked the P.O. box since then, so I might have to find out if anybody sent me any Christmas cards. Of course, if you happen to send me a Christmas card, I will be more than happy to send you a Christmas card back. You know, if just in kind, that would be awfully nice. What else was I going to say about that? Oh, I know what it was. You know, I said I bought these cheap Christmas cards. I didn't say cheap. I said inexpensive Christmas cards from CVS. Well, the glue on the envelopes is like really cheap and cheesy, so I had to tape, you know, the half of the envelopes, because when I licked them and tried to stick them, they did not glue down, and that was really pissing me off. I'm like, well, this is a time for inexpensive things, so I have to go with what I can afford, and that's all I can afford. So I actually got all my Christmas cards done, and while I was finishing up the Christmas cards, I was thinking to myself, what Christmas movies should I be watching? Because I was thinking, I was in a Christmas mood and wanted to watch it since I had already watched that Remember the Night, but there was nothing on Turner. So I actually went to the Turner Classic Movie schedule, and I found out that on Thursdays now, I mean, Turner Classic Movies website, and you can click on the schedule, and there's this thing about holiday movies on every Thursday night. Well, coming up this Thursday night, there's four movies on. Yeah. It Happened on Fifth Avenue, Fitzwillie, Love Finds Andy Hardy, and Susan Slept Here. Oh, and then in the middle of the night, 4 a.m., Little Women. So every Thursday in December, oh, there goes my chair again. Every Thursday in December, they are playing Christmas music, Christmas movies. So if we go to the 17th on the schedule, the movies are Christmas in Connecticut. Oh, my God, I love that movie. Holiday Affair, not that great. Never Say Goodbye, I don't know that one. Period of Adjustment, I don't know that one. And Beyond Tomorrow, I don't know that one. I might have to check out what those are about. And then on the 24th, which would be Christmas Eve, oh, they're playing Remember the Night, the same one I saw today. Christmas in July, what is that one? I have to check that one out. Chicken Every Sunday, Meet Me in St. Louis, and The Good Old Summertime. Oh, those are two very good movies. So I'm going to have to check those out because I'll be here to watch on Christmas Eve. Anyway, so check out Turner Classic Movies if you are interested in seeing holiday movies. Now, see, there I am. I'm pushing a product. Well, I'm not pushing a product. It's a channel. If you're looking for holiday movies to watch, Turner Classic Movies has a bunch. And your cable company probably already has it. On one of your channels anyway. So, moving along, I don't think I have talked about the Wii system that I bought a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, I don't remember. But I have been lax over the last couple of days when the boyfriend was here. I totally forgot to show it to him. But I got back on the Wii today, and I'm playing the Wii Sports. I have the Wii Fit, but I have not been diligent on getting on there. I will get on there and do the body mass index thing and use the Wii Fit to weigh me and stuff like that. But I haven't done like the yoga or the anything like that. I need to do that. But anyway, I like playing the Wii Sports, and my favorite game on there is bowling. And did I already tell you that my high game on bowling is 235? I'm in the professional category. Of course, since I got that high score, I have not gotten back to that. I think my next highest score is 208, I think, something like that. So, yeah. And then, I was going to say that I got on there today, and I did three games of bowling, and my high score was 179, so I'm not getting back to that. But to play three games, I can do three games in about 15, 20 minutes, because they don't take that long. And then my arm starts to hurt, flinging that, doing the bowling ball thing with the remote control. It's like, I don't know if that... Well, I also do the other thing, too, is I do the stepping. I take the three steps and then the lean your hand and, do all that. So I get a tiny... I'm really going to call it a tiny bit of workout. But the point is that I'm moving. I'm not just sitting on my ass watching TV. I'm actually doing something, burning a few calories. Now, I was on the scale today, it said I weighed 217. So if that is a true representative of my weight, I've lost 6 pounds, a total of 6 pounds, in about, 4 weeks? No more than that, 5 weeks, 5 or 6 weeks. So that's about a pound a week. Okay, if it's 6 weeks, that's about a pound a week. So that's what she said I should do, the doctor, I mean. I'm going back to her on the 17th, so I want to lose maybe another pound or two by then. That'd be nice if I was down to 215, and her scale actually weighed me the correct amount. That would be nice. So I wonder if I can lose another pound or two by then. That's only a week and a half away. Actually, it's a week and 2 days away, so maybe not. Can't lose 2 pounds in a week. Well, I probably could, but I shouldn't. If I lose one more pound, I'll be happy. Anyway, this is going very, very slow, I know. But my point here is to tell you that I am still using the Wii and still loving the Wii Sports. I've tried the golf and the tennis. I'm terrible at the tennis, but the golf isn't too bad. I still have not been able to make par. I always go above that, but it's still fun trying to do it. But I was going to try to show the boyfriend this weekend, so, you know, because I have a second controller, so he can play with me, but we totally got distracted and did other things until didn't do the Wii, so I'm going to have to do that with him soon. Okay, so the last thing, I don't know if this was even reported on national news, but on local news, there was a shooting at a local community college. That's probably about, I don't know, 30 minutes from me, maybe 40 minutes from me, called Northern Virginia Community College, and it's in their campus in Woodbridge, Virginia. There was a guy with a rifle who walked into a classroom, but he didn't shoot anyone. He just, shots were fired, they said. Nobody was hurt, nobody was shot or anything. But they showed on the news the evacuation of the kids in the classes, and they were, like, walking quickly in line out the door and up this hill and stuff, and it reminded me so much of Columbine. I was like, oh my God, that looks like Columbine, but it was happening, although I saw it on the news, the evening news. But I had heard about it first on Facebook. One of my friends from high school, her daughter was in class at the college when this was taking place, and they were on lockdown, and she was communicating with her mother through text messages and on Facebook. So I thought that was so cool. She was letting her mother know that, yes, she's in lockdown. They can't leave. The police are going classroom to classroom checking. And, you know, so I was reading all these messages that were going back and forth. I thought, this is so cool. Hearing about it live on Facebook as it's happening is pretty cool. So, but anyway, it still reminded me of Columbine. I'm like, ooh, that's scary. So anyway, oh my God, here I've been yakking away for almost 20 minutes or maybe a little bit more. And I'm so sorry, but I don't know why, I just had like another day of podcasting that I wanted to do, so here's another podcast. And this might even be, if I look, is this 10,000, or 10,000, 1,020, that's what this is 1,020. Very cool. So yeah, you get another podcast. Anyway, well, that's all I have for today. Now, I probably won't podcast the rest of the week unless I get a crazy hair up my ass or something. So that's all for today, boys and girls. Until next time. Bye.